Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Hey, Adora, remember about 5 years ago, then-General Eric Shinseki made headlines for clashing with the Bush administration on Iraq war policy. Listen to this tape from a congressional hearing.
What's been mobilized to this point, something on the order of several hundred thousand soldiers are probably a figure that would be required.
That was an estimate from the general that was belittled by his superiors. It turned out to be a prescient statement, however, because that is eventually what happened. But by then, Shinseki was out of a job. Flash forward to today, where he's expected to have relatively smooth sailing at a Senate confirmation hearing in his bid to lead the Veterans Affairs Department under Barack Obama. How is today's hearing going to be different from that one some years ago? For more, we're going to go to Larry Korb. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a former assistant secretary of defense in the Reagan administration. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Nice to be with you.
Now, let's talk about what you think that hearing's going to be like today. Any kind of contention going to be there?
No, I don't think so, because back in 2003, when General Shinseki talked about how many troops will be needed to occupy Iraq after the fall of Saddam Hussein, the Republicans were in charge of the committee. None of them followed up when Senator Levin asked General Shinseki the question that he gave this now famous answer to. So I think they're not going to give him a hard time. And the other thing is that General Shinseki did retire in the June of that year and has basically been silent then. He has not come out like a lot of people might and say, well, I told you so, you should have listened to me. I mean, he has gone off and acted very, very professionally, refused to, you know, to capitalize, if you will, on being correct. And the other thing is that he himself is also a wounded veteran. He lost part of his foot in Vietnam. So here you have a person who's qualified, who's been right, and who basically has conducted himself, you know, above reproach.
What is going to be his top priority?
Well, I think his top priority has got to be to get the veterans system large enough to accommodate the unexpected number, an unanticipated number of people who have suffered both physical and mental wounds as a result of the long wars, particularly in Iraq, but also in Afghanistan, something that the Bush administration did not anticipate, and so they've been playing catch up ball the whole time.
Now, you hear a lot about Priority 8, mid-income veterans. What are we talking about there?
Say that again.
The Priority 8, the middle-income veterans who didn't necessarily qualify for benefits under the Bush administration.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, what is happening is that people who left the service and seemed to be okay, and then, of course, they began to suffer, you know, mental problems, and people began to talk about whether, in fact, that, you know, this was a result of the war, also a lot of people who were members of Guard and Reserve were called up, and then they went back to their civilian jobs, and didn't get in contact with the Veterans Administration,
right.
And they also were
Larry
not.
Larry Korb, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much
okay.
for your thoughts on the Shinseki hearing today.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.